The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
A veteran Richmond police officer is recovering in serious but stable condition this morning after being shot last night during a mental health check. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us live from the scene where the standoff led to a neighborhood lockdown. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jason. That's right. The lockdown has been lifted, but there's still police tape up here on Key Boulevard. So the officers who are investigating are still on scene. This happened around 6:45 last night when a Contra Costa County mental health team was doing a welfare check on a woman that lived in this apartment building. They were accompanied by a Richmond police officer.
First officer arrived on scene to the residence. The officer was almost immediately struck by gunfire.
That's Richmond Police Chief Timothy Simmons. He says the woman then holed herself up inside this three-story building and began shooting indiscriminately out of windows.
Several rounds struck neighboring homes, vehicles, even a patrol car.
The SWAT team, negotiators were called out. There was a tense standoff that lasted a couple of hours. Fortunately, it ended peacefully when the woman agreed to leave the building and she was taken into custody. The injured officer, as you mentioned, a 20-year veteran of the police force, is expected to survive. Simmons notes that none of his officers fired a single shot during this operation. Live from the scene in Richmond, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thanks, Matt. Two people were taken to the hospital after a gun went off inside a holding cell at the Pittsburgh Police Department yesterday afternoon. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has that story.
A 31-year-old felony suspect was being booked into the Pittsburgh police headquarters when the department said in a statement there was a fight over a gun and it went off. It's still unclear if the suspect had the gun hidden on his body, meaning he wasn't thoroughly searched, or if the gun belonged to the officer who was there. But Pittsburgh PD says it did go off, hitting both of them. The officer was hospitalized in serious but stable condition. The suspect was also taken to the hospital in stable condition. Large sections of the police department were closed off with police tape. The incident also caused City Hall to shut down early. In Pittsburgh, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Pittsburgh Mayor Dion Adams, after the shooting, issued a statement saying in part that his heart is with the officer and their family and that violence like this has no part in the community. The campaign is on for pharmacies to get you to schedule a COVID shot, just as Bay Area wastewater numbers show cases haven't even peaked for summer yet. That story live from KCBS's Holly Kwan. Good morning, Holly.
Morning, Jason. Have you been getting text messages from pharmacies urging you to sign up for a COVID shot? Well, I sure have. And it's a good reminder. Bay Area wastewater numbers show COVID up 160% from August. In August from July, July was up 138% from June. The variant XFG are accounting for about half of the cases. Amanda Bidwell, program manager for Stanford's Wastewater Monitoring Project.
It may not matter as much anymore because we aren't seeing that typical, like, just one variant being the dominant one. We're seeing a mixture of things now. And I think, you know, from a clinical standpoint, you have COVID or you don't have COVID, right? And so you treat the symptoms for what you have, whether it be COVID or flu or RSV.
Last year, COVID peaked nationwide for summer around September 1st. Last week, the CDC estimated infections were still on the rise in 48 states. Reporting live, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thanks, Holly. The fire outlook in Big Sur is improving just in time for the Labor Day holiday weekend. We're joined by KCBS's Mike DeWald. And Mike, apparently businesses are putting the welcome mat back out during one of the more critical times of the year.
That's right, Jason. Just in time. Now, for the second time, Highway 1 is back open from the north, from Carmel down into Big Sur, as crews make gains on the 25,000-acre timber fire. Now, in the village, most restaurants and shops are back open. Nick Pasquale is Monterey County spokesman.
Be careful, be cautious, be mindful. This is still a working emergency.
Now, August through Labor Day weekend is the peak stretch for Big Sur tourism, much of that largely wiped out by this fire that started nearly a month ago.
So to lose a day in August or in this early period of September is akin to losing several days in the winter.
Kirk Gaffel is general manager of Nepanthi Restaurant in Big Sur.
We welcome and quite frankly, we need the visitation to be able to recover.
Gaffel says people can still visit the coast, and in town there's little evidence there was ever a fire to begin with. Reporting live, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Thanks, Mike. Travel costs are up for Labor Day weekend this year. KCBS's Virginia Van Zandt asked travelers at SFO how much they're spending on the holiday.
We're using our companion tickets on Alaska Airlines, so that like saved us money with the airlines.
That's Jennifer from Santa Cruz flying to Hawaii for a four-day trip with her family. She tells me hotel prices were pretty standard this weekend. That's not the case for Eva flying into Santa Ana for a theme park weekend.
Hotel costs more, for sure. Yeah, but it's understandable. It's a long weekend. Everybody wants to travel.
When it comes to airfare, AAA says domestic flights are up 2% compared to Labor Day weekend last year, and up to 20% for popular destinations. Connor is traveling to Utah for a backpacking trip. He says he did not get a good deal.
I think they were like $300 round trip to Provo, Utah.
On Frontier.
Yeah, so on Frontier.
At SFO, Virginia Van Zandt, KCBS.
Hawaii has been cleaning up from one storm or another all year. As KCBS's David Welch reports, another hurricane is about to interrupt that work and add to the state's ongoing disaster fatigue.
Two Kona lows flooded the islands in spring. Hurricane Lala tore up the Big Island in August, and Tropical Storm Moki came the weekend after. Now Hurricane Lowell is turning towards Kauai. Pixie Clay with Hawaii Public Radio says that pace changes how people read a weather map.
It looks very messy. Any little swirl looks like a cause for concern.
Two more storms are spinning in the Pacific right now, and although neither is forecast to reach the islands, that's the exception this year, not the rule. But Clay says, like most people living on the islands, she's not going anywhere.
It's tiring, but what else can we do, you know?
Forecasters won't know how close Lowell comes until the weekend. Hawaii's hurricane season runs to the end of November. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
More tech job cuts to report in the Bay Area. PayPal says it will lay off 251 employees at its Silicon Valley headquarters as part of its global restructuring plan. The layoffs will mostly impact software engineers and managers. Security guards who serve some of the Bay Area's top companies, including Google, OpenAI, Salesforce, and Meta, could be going out on strike. Their union has authorized a strike over demands for better wages, more training, and added health care benefits. Major car makers are urging lawmakers to permanently ban Chinese vehicles in the U.S. The U.S. auto industry's biggest trade group, in a letter to Congress, said cars made in China and equipped with Chinese hardware and software are a threat to both the domestic economy and national security. Right now, steep tariffs and a Commerce Department ban are keeping Chinese cars and connected vehicle systems out of the U.S. market. But automakers want Congress to turn that ban into law. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg told President Trump in a phone call last month that he was worried about plans for a regulatory watchdog that would oversee artificial intelligence. The proposal would create an independent authority to test advanced models for risk before they are put into general use. A person familiar with the call said Zuckerberg did not ask Trump to change his position, but advised him that appointees to the board should share Trump's own approach to AI. There is a new concert series launching in San Francisco. The venue, a Mission District grocery store's produce section. KCBS's Shannon Golden has the story.
The worker-owned co-op Rainbow Grocery is launching Under the Rainbow, a YouTube series similar to NPR's Tiny Desk Concert, where they showcase local bands and musicians. And they didn't have to go far to find the talent.
I'm a singer-songwriter who grew up in the punk community, and I got really interested in like blues and folk music.
Ryan Modi is one of several musicians who also happened to work here who were part of the first season of the series, which has been a team effort through and through. Worker owner Nico DiUlio was on the team that transformed the grocery store into a late-night recording studio.
It's interesting to be in this place that I'm in every day, and all of a sudden there's like a drum kit in the middle of like where the tomatoes are, serenading the fruits and all the other stuff.
Aldo De La Cruz with the grocery's leadership team says the response on social media has been great so far.
So we're going to put more work on this to bring you more joy through music.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
An ancient tooth has turned up in the Bay Area. KCBS's Atta Shaheen tells us why this discovery is so special.
Ryan McCauley from the Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District said a scientist stumbled upon the breadbasket-sized mastodon molar sitting in a creek in San Mateo County.
I was immediately very excited to hear about it. Images of sort of Jurassic Park and megafauna start floating through your mind.
And local paleontologist Wayne Thompson said while there have been a handful of other mastodon fossils recovered here in the past decade, this one is the most pristine.
Without a doubt, the most complete mastodon molar that's been found.
It could be anywhere from 11,000 to over 2 million years old. That's the Pleistocene era, widely known as the last ice age.
Oh my gosh. There were mastodons and mammoths running around.
And they were freely crossing the San Francisco Valley, eating leaves and twigs. The bay didn't exist because sea levels were hundreds of feet lower.
Giant 9-foot mastodon, they went extinct. You know, it sort of drives home the point of what we do at MidPen trying to help other species from becoming extinct.
Ata Shaheen, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.